And welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and the Cat Trio has a new CD out this year. It's number 11. And they have a relatively new pianist, too, and that's Joseph Ross. Welcome.
Hi, Norman. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And so what prompted you to join this ensemble?
Well, a friend of mine was their previous pianist, and he moved out of town, and he recommended that I kind of audition for the group. It was a rehearsal, but a working audition at the same time. And I really enjoyed the music that they gave me, which is some of it
we'll be hearing. CD. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you on all of these?
I am. Okay. Yep. It's just the three of us.
All of these tracks on this new CD. Mm-hmm. So it's going okay then?
It's going great. Yeah. It's been about, over a year, I believe. A year and a couple months. And I love the music and we have a good time doing it.
Career trajectory did you have before joining the Cat Trio?
Mostly collaborative piano, so accompanying, doing a lot of work with opera and opera singers, which I continue to do. I kind of piece a career together piecemeal.
Nothing novel in that for a pianist.
No, not at all. So it's not just another thing that I do. It's a very important thing that I do, but I do a lot of different things, as most musicians do.
Well, we'll hear from the other two-thirds of the trio shortly. That would be Vlad and Victoria Gorbich. But let's get right into some music first. And you have recorded this charming trio by Giancarlo Menotti. Was that originally for clarinet, violin, and piano? It was.
Yes.
Okay. And this is the third and final movement as played by the Cat Trio. Charming stuff from Giancarlo Menotti, first composer to have an opera on television. Mm-hmm. I'm All in the Night Visitor is a seasonal favorite. Played there by the Cat Trio. Cat Trio, K-A-T, it's a CD, their latest CD called Kaleidoscope, and K-A-T because it stands for, and this is your cue, Victoria, Cat.
Cat.
Stands for?
Well, it's not the cats, like the animals.
No, it's not the feline. No. What is it?
Well, it's the part of the name of our city, the hometown city, Yekaterinburg. And the first time when we came to the United States in 2000, our full name was Yekaterinburg Classical Trio. And what we noticed is that it's pretty difficult for Americans to pronounce the name of our city, Yekaterinburg.
You've noticed that? Mm-hmm.
Especially spell it, like for the website or something like that. So the members of the audience just called us Cat Trio from the Yekaterinburg.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it worked, and now we are the Cat Trio. It's easy.
But some of your early CDs still say...
Yeah, the Yekaterinburg Classical Trio.
Yeah, the full name.
Mm-hmm.
Lest there be any more confusion about that.
The same trio.
The same trio. That's right. And you have quite the combination or quite the variety of things on this one CD. I mean, it ranges from the Menotti and Tchaikovsky to Scott Joplin, and even there's the Sunrise Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof. One of the charming pieces on here that I think is not exactly a household word, but certainly could be better known, is the one by Sviridov.
Yeah, Georgi Sviridov, Russian-Soviet composer, and... he wrote a set of pieces based on a poem by Russian poet Pushkin, Alexander Pushkin. It's the Snowstorm.
It's a symphonic poem
for the symphony orchestra. And they're all just a beautiful music, but our favorite is Romance. And of course, it's my mom. Favorite piece.
It's your mother's favorite piece.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She loved this piece always, and we played it for a long time, and so we decided to record it so people could enjoy this beautiful music as well.
And so now your mom can actually hear it whenever she wants on the CD.
Yes, exactly.
So here it is, Romance by Sviridov, the Cat Trio. It's disparagingly at all, but it sounds like it would be wonderful movie music.
Mm-hmm.
The piece by Sviridov. And let me ask you, Joseph, why did you call this CD, this Cat Trio CD, Kaleidoscope?
Well, I believe it was Victoria and Vlad's daughter's idea, wasn't it? Because we had a number of people come up to us after concerts and say, is there something, a CD that you have that's representative of a concert that you put on, which is generally the format of the CD, which is a larger form piece like the Menotti Trio, and then an order of non-large form things, smaller things, singular things. And that was our idea, to take kind of the requests of, that people made and make it more of a kaleidoscope instead of just large form things, just sacred music, just things like that.
Well, as I said, you certainly have covered a lot of bases
with
this musical kaleidoscope here. And you have a work by Borodin, and he is a composer we don't usually think of as a polka composer.
No, this is a polka called Helen, just like the woman's name, Helen. He's more known for his symphonic works and opera. But he was dancing in a ball with a woman named Helen, and he fell in love and decided to write a polka, but she didn't reciprocate his love because she was an older woman in her 70s maybe, and he was a 9-year-old boy. So he actually wrote this music, which is a kind of a, it's cute, but in a nostalgic kind of melancholic way.
Melancholy polka? Is that what you're telling
me?
It's
a melancholy polka.
It's a minor polka.
It's in minor. There is a major section.
Well, it is Russian, after all.
It is Russian, yeah. So we think that's interesting, that it's really, it's complex music, and it's really well written for a 9-year-old boy. That's
definitely. Who became actually professionally a chemist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you could tell it was Russian right away. and I suppose that makes sense, since it was Alexander Borodin, a 9-year-old, writing kind of a musical love letter to a 70-something dance partner. Charming stuff. And yes, definitely a composer with a future there. You have, on this same CD, and I know you've recorded before, too, a fair amount of Gershwin, haven't you, Vlad?
Yes, a large part of our repertoire consists of music, American music, American writers, American composers. So we decided to include, to follow the suit and include some music that we currently play. And we have Gershwin's favorite piece. We like it a lot. The Man I Love.
Love those blue notes, don't you? Mm-hmm. Whether it's Gershwin or somebody else. The Man I Love, that was the Cat Trio, and from their latest CD, Kaleidoscope, but you also perform pretty pretty much still, do you not?
We do.
Out and about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we perform quite often. Many, many Sunday mornings in different churches and many different concert venues. The next performance of note will be the 25th of October at 1:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Madison, right off the square on Wisconsin Avenue, which is a beautiful space to play in. We've played there many times. Great piano, which I'm always looking for.
Yes, as the pianist, pianos. Probably so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that'll be kind of a promotion of our CD. It'll be almost everything that's on the CD and then some extras and things like that. So it'll be a nice way to see us actually playing the material.
Yeah, the first time... Victoria reminded me of this. The first time that you played The Man I Love that we just heard was actually for the old-time radio vaudeville that we mm-hmm. did for WPR at the Overture Center. And, of course, the crowd loved that. Now, you round out this disc with a composer that is not a household word. In fact, virtually nobody's ever heard of him.
Yep.
But they have heard of this tune.
Yeah.
And then some, yeah.
It's a Czech composer, Jaromír Vojvoda, and... The polka that we recorded, the name is the Madranska polka, so mm-hmm. it's a Czech name.
Right.
And this polka has really interesting story because Vojvoda wrote it in 1927, and it was without words, it was just the music. Then 2 years later, the lyrics were mm-hmm. added. And the name was The Wasted Love. It's an interesting name mm-hmm. for the polka, yes.
Yeah, another one of those, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yes, but it became very popular during the World War II. And actually, even before that, in 1939, it was number one on the hit parade
no
in America.
Your hit
yes.
parade. Huh.
Yeah, it was recorded and played... by many others like Andrew Sisters, Glenn Miller Orchestra, Benny Goodman, Bobby Vinton, okay. Billie Holiday, and etc. So,
but not under that name, I'm guessing.
No, mm-hmm. not that name. And actually, each country claimed that it was their own polka. Like in Germany, the name was Rosamunda. Uh-huh. So in Czech Republic, it was Madranska polka. And should I say the name? Oh, actually, one more hint. Wisconsin. One more hint to Wisconsin. Yes, mm-hmm. it's was. It has been played during the seventh inning stretch at Milwaukee Brewers baseball games since 1970s.
Okay, that's a very good
hint.
And
it became one of the state of Wisconsin unofficial state songs. So could you guess what it is?
Well, here we go. Let's see if you can pick it up from this. By any other name, it would, on a Friday, go very nicely with your fish fry, wouldn't it? It's, of course, known around here as the Beer Barrel Polka, but Madranska Polka, you're telling us originally. Jaromír Vojvoda, a Czech composer, wrote that back in 1927?
27.
And it's actually the final selection on a Cat Trio Kaleidoscope CD that we've been skipping our way through for this half hour. Always a pleasure to have Vlad and Victoria and Joseph
thank you very
on
much.
The show.
Thank
they constitute
you.
The Cat Trio.